It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Governor, may I disturb you for a moment, sir?
Yeah, what is it?
Yes,
what
if you will just sign this, Governor. Yes. Right here.
Yes. What the hell is it?
Well, under the provisions of this bill, we would snatch 200,000 acres of Indian territory, which we have deemed unsafe for their use at this time. They're such children.
200,000 acres? 200,000 acres? What'll it cost, man? What'll it cost?
A box of these.
Are you crazy? They'll never go for it. And then again, they might. Little red devils, they love toys.
Just sign this, sir, right here.
Okay, give us a hand here.
All right, sir.
Work. Hello, boys. Have a good night's rest. I missed you.
Just one more bill for you to sign, sir.
What the hell is this?
This is the bill that will convert the State Hospital for the Insane into the William J. LePetitmain Memorial Gambling Casino for the Insane.
Gentlemen, this bill will be a giant step forward in the treatment of the insane gambler.
Yes, bravo.
Beautiful.
Brooks.
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 Thank you.
It's not Heady, it's Hedley. Hedley Lamarr.
What the hell are you worried about? This is 1874. You'll be able to sue her.
Saddles?
Yes.
Just sign right here, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anything else?
Just this urgent telegram from Rockbridge that arrived last Friday.
Last Friday? Read it. You wild bitch.
Sheriff murdered. Church meeting bombed. Reign of terror must cease. Send your sheriff immediately.
Holy underwear! Sheriff murdered? Innocent women and children blown to bits? We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Immediately.
Harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Give the governor harumph.
Harumph.
You watch your ass.
Gentlemen, please rest your sphincters.
Well put.
Thank you very much, sir. As Attorney General, I can assure you that a suitable sheriff will be found to restore the peace in Rock Ridge. Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Here, play around with this for a while.
Oh, no, thank you, Hedley.
No, it's Hedley.
It is?
Throw out your hands. Take out your
tush,
hands on your hips, give them a push. You'll be surprised, you're doing the
bridge mistake. Yeehaw! All right, cut! Wrong! Okay, just watch me. It's so simple, you sissy Marys. Give me the playback and... Watch me fang it.
Throw out your hands. Uh-huh. Stick out your tush.
Sure.
Hands on your hips.
Yep.
Give them a push.
That's right.
You'll be surprised. Mm-hmm. You're doing the French mistake. Voila!
Have you got it?
Yes.
Sounds like steam escaping. Action! Okay. Oh, wait till I get out. Okay. Playback!
Throw out your hands, stick out your tush, hands on your hips, give them a push.
Cut! What in the hell do you think you're doing here? This is a closed set.
On you, I'm working for Mel Brooks.
Not in the face!
Thank you. Everybody, come on, girl.
Live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, and Joe Ardinger. And now, here's Mike.
How are you?
I've had better days.
Have you? No kidding.
It is May 1. May the foist.
Hooray, hooray. It's the 1st of May. Outdoor humping starts today.
Thank you, Buzz. 2008. Today on the Mike O'Mara Show, we welcome Leslie David Baker, a name about 2 hours ago I would not have been able to pronounce. I'll explain why later. He's Stanley on The Office on NBC. Also, we welcome a guy that's very serious about roadkills. His name is Richard Sanders. And that's all I know from Beth Ann. She says that he's very serious, about the subject of roadkills, so we'll have more information on him. The goal will be to keep this guy on the air. Is that the way it works?
Yes.
That is what we will try to do.
He's ready to hang up at any time.
You think he's sensitive that way?
Well, apparently he had a bad experience.
All right, and also today we discuss an idea for a very select group of listeners, something that Buzz can track with, but I'm not sure... either one of you two can. You or Beth Ann or Rob Spiewak.
I
don't think you can participate.
Stupid?
No, it's not that you're stupid. It's that you you don't have the credentials. You really don't have the credentials to play, and I'll tell you more about that later.
I think it's because I'm stupid.
No,
I think I've been insulted.
No. I think you could do fine in this group.
Be not insulted.
Buzz knows what I'm talking about, doesn't he?
Yes,
see, I
do.
Like that. I like we're communicating telepathically.
It's happening.
Yeah, I love that.
All right, first things first, though. This this is a day filled with lots of different things going on. My first meeting with... Lions.
That's nice.
They will go nameless.
Is that probably one of the best perks of your job?
That's a super perk of the job. Yes, sir. How to get the job. I think I can go public with the fact that everything, my business with CBS is concluded, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
Oh, well, goodbye.
You've got me, everyone. Good night. Thank you very much. And on the same day that happens, I think it's time for me to address this subject. I will touch on this very, very briefly.
All right.
Here in Washington, D.C., it's no secret. It's been out for a while. Unfortunately, my restaurant closed last week. We made the decision to finalize that.
Aww.
And the O'Maris restaurant, Dream. Is no longer alive.
So many memories.
Is it dead or just postponed?
It's dead.
Really?
It's look, you never, as I said today to someone I was speaking with who will go nameless, a lot of will going nameless here, you never say never in the restaurant business. There's always the chance that you might revisit it. There's always the chance, you know, you might do something like this again. However, there are several factors at work here. Number one, when you have a restaurant the size of mine, when it's a small operation, and I'm saying this on the radio because I'm not going to talk to anybody from newspapers, don't care to do that about this particular subject. When you have something that's a small mom and pop is what they're called when you're, you know, just a sole proprietor. And it was just me and another guy, and we decided to give this a try. I was mom most of the time.
Some
days,
yeah.
I enjoyed being mom, Rob.
Who doesn't being mom?
I had a great deal of fun. But it was just me and this other guy, and both of us did it as absentee owners. It's not like I went into this with another partner who was also a restaurant guy. He wasn't. We were both on the sidelines, and we had to go elsewhere to get people to run the restaurant. And I really do believe... in order to be successful with that kind of operation, you have to be there and
Be
all the time.
Yeah,
and it has to be hands-on.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the ones that I find that are successful are usually the ones where you're there each and every day.
And for many hours.
And I think at the very beginning I tried to be there every day.
Uh-huh.
I could not tolerate that, nor could my liver. So you have to be there every day, but also be there sober every day.
Every night.
That was the most important thing. And, you know, hey, we gave it a good go. We had a very nice run.
You did.
Between that fact, also you throw in the economy where, you know, what people were doing 3 years ago, they're not necessarily doing right now. And also you throw in the state of Virginia and a lot of regulations that you have to adhere to that are very stringent. And unfortunately, that was difficult for us as well.
Sure.
So you throw all of those together, plus the fact that now with this brand new show, which we are all thrilled to death about, I've got to devote my attention to that. And the restaurant, frankly, was becoming a little bit too much of a distraction. I didn't know when I opened this thing whether... you know, I was going to maybe move into this on a full-time basis or not. But the fact that this direction in my career has taken place means I'm going to focus on this.
It's
and it really is something that I'm excited about and I'm excited to move forward with. And I just can't thank everybody that supported the restaurant also.
Oh.
And you know what? It's very important to point out that this was a choice on my part. This was not saying, hey, there's absolutely no way. Because to be honest with you, there was a way. There was a way that I could have hung in there and I could have put more into it. I just didn't have it in me anymore.
It wasn't fun.
And it wasn't as much fun as it has been. So, you know, whatever you read, that's the real story. I'm not going to really want to talk about it a whole bunch. But if, you know, if there's somebody that's curious, I don't care. For now, though, we have ceased operations. That's the way it's going to stay. I will keep you posted on what's going on with that. But for now, that is that. And I'm excited about going forward with the show. That's what I'm really excited about.
Can I come to you looking for any deals on frozen food?
No, Rob, we're not going to give you any free food. It's not going to work that
way.
I
understand. I just want a deal. Square deal O'Mara.
So this has been going on. You guys all know this. Everybody on the show knows that this was, you know, last week or maybe even the week before that we made this decision. And then, you know, I got the phone calls. I would really, you know, note to journalists in the print media everywhere, really, once in a while, how about just a little question and answer about the fact that this show out of the gate has done very, very well? Or how about as far as the restaurant goes, you know, we raised a lot of money for good causes, and we had a fantastic Christmas party for Serve, which is you know, this community to help people that have fallen on hard times.
Right.
No, you never get questions like that. You get questions about you're closing. They've been salivating over that. Sure. So that's it. I choose to use this forum to discuss that. I will entertain questions from you guys, if you have any about this. If you don't, we can move on.
No deals on free food, like stemware or anything?
I might be able to find you a piece of beef.
Frozen.
Of course, Rob.
Flatware, glasses.
Not already.
We've been closed for 2 weeks, Rob. If it was fresh, it would be spoiled.
It's under the warming light.
Unless it was organic milk, as we discussed last week. It might be very good.
I met some fine people there. I have great memories from there. For me, good things always happened when I was there.
Oh, now you make me sad with the jingle.
We can still play the jingle, can't we?
I just have to pay a little fee every year.
That's all.
See, I don't know if it's on the radio, though. It's a different story. If it's on the radio or regular. But you know about that. I'm not sure, Rob, how that works.
I think you let the licensing slip on that.
Yes, poor me.
But it was a great place. A couple great JFK Christmas parties there.
Yes, we did. We had some good appearances there with the Don and Mike show. It was fantastic.
You are not a self-congratulatory guy, but I know you've done a lot of great work, particularly for the Leukemia Foundation there.
We had some fun there, and we did some good. And I'm proud of everything we did. Also not so proud of some of the things we did. But that's the way it goes. It is, as anyone that's in this business will tell you, it is a very difficult business to be in.
Oh, yeah.
So that's that. And thanks to all the customers out there that came by. I had people from Las Vegas, people from Sacramento. It was really incredible.
The best listener meet and greets ever.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Rob, such a great environment.
Not enough of them. But anyway, 877-365-3636. That's the number to call. Lots to talk about on the show today. We invite you to visit WJFK.com and click on Mike. Once you're there, check out our podcast, post your thoughts in the forum, and email us if you choose. Coming soon, MikeO'MaraShow.com. And I'm feeling a little bit better. I think it might be the adrenaline for the show.
Good.
Beth Ann came into the office probably about a little over an hour ago.
Right.
And I have the mother today, and this has nothing to do with the restaurant because this is old news.
Or the client meeting.
I have the migraine of all migraines today. The kind where anybody that gets migraines will know what I'm talking about. You not only get the little blind spot called the scotoma, but I got a little bit aphasic as well, which means very difficult for a person in my position. The mouth doesn't always communicate quickly what the brain is thinking.
Mm. Right.
That don't work good in this business.
How does it affect your balance? Do you fall down?
Michael Hughes came to me and said, we got a meeting next Friday, and he was giving me the details. And as he was giving me the details, if I had attempted to respond to him at that time, I would have said, may I mambo dog face to the banana patch. I would have said something like, that good, fine, thank, good.
Is that what happens? Thanks.
Yes, and it's still kind of there.
Your words?
I got it like right after I had a client meeting.
What?
Right after I had that. Not that I didn't love every minute of it.
Of course.
No, we've been flying around here today.
Oh, we have a lot done
it's
today.
Been a, it's been a crazy day.
Crazy day.
You know, a lot going on, good and bad, really. I'm very happy to, you know, tell everybody that I'm here for another 3 days with CBS. I have committed to that, and they have committed to me. It's very exciting for me.
All that paper for 3 days.
Very, very exciting.
Seems like a waste, doesn't it?
But, yes, want to mention
our IM presence.
Oh, yeah, Buzz is very excited. Buzz is excited because here's the way the studio is set up.
He's excited because women have computers.
I have the phones in front of me. I get all your telephone calls. I also have what are called instant replays, which are the sound effects board. And I also have a little plexiglass stand where I read everything that's going on the show.
Right.
Buzz is Mr. Computer on the show. Yes. He is on the internet constantly, sort of.
Yeah.
Buzz is very excited today because we have an IM presence on the show.
We do.
You can IM Buzz Burbank at any time on the show. What do they have to type into to
on behalf of all of us? If you want to get in touch with the show instantly, it's Mike O WJFK. Our username is Mike O WJFK. We're on AIM Instant Messenger.
AIM Instant Messenger?
AOL Instant Messenger.
The IM, guys.
Right.
What Everyone is it? Has
it. IM.
The IM.
Jesus, I'll catch up at some point. I mean, I'm okay.
It's
but
what you used to call instant mail.
Instant mail, yes, thank you. I'm not. I'm pretty savvy.
I know.
Hey, I'm a killer with my internet poker.
Oh.
I'm online. $14,000 in play money last night, baby.
You got that.
Really, how are you doing this morning?
I have $1,600 left. That's because I'm impatient. And when I'm getting ready to go in and watch TV and I'm done playing for the evening, I start taking foolish, unnecessary moves.
Risks.
Moves I would not take. Risks I would not take in the event that I was playing with real money. I just say, oh, I'll throw it away. I'll give it I'll bluff a little bit.
I've never seen you do that in a real casino.
This is, I swear to God, I am having a blast.
Who do you play? You play the computer?
You play people that are going through the same website. And they,
real people that you
play? Oh, these
play?
Are real people, okay. Yeah, that you play. But there's nothing on the line. It's play money, at least where I play it. And you go online, and you can also put your mouse on their little, is it called avatar? Is
That's
that
it.
What it is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can it won't tell you exactly where they're from, but it will give you a city. So
I was
playing somebody from Lake Placid last night.
It's wow. like a virtual casino.
I was playing somebody from Atlanta last night,
right.
And also somebody from San Francisco last night.
I believe he won.
Yes, of course. The stereotype is there. Hold on, I want to take a call before we get rolling on this. Let's talk to. You know, it's weird. I feel so much better after starting this show. Maybe
sure.
You should just stay on the air. For
I think
14.
We all do.
Isn't it great?
Danny from Manassas, you're on the
Mike
O'Meara
how you doing?
Show. I'm all right. I got a migraine and my restaurant's closed.
Yeah, well, I
other than
migraine.
That, I'm doing great. And I also, I'm also committed to CBS now. So, you could look at all those as negatives.
Indentured is the word.
And
exactly.
They're committed to you.
Oh, most definitely. What can we do for you, Danny?
Well, I was at your restaurant probably 200 times, maybe 250 times. Love the place. Wish it wasn't shut down.
Well, if you'd come 251.
Or bought more.
Might have been a better situation there.
Never paid his bill.
And also I'm getting the little elephant in the Pac-Man symbol when I'm taking the calls today, which drives me insane.
It's
a cute
little
fella.
We got the IM. How's the IMs going?
Mike, don't ask him. Mike from Waldorf, you're on the line. How you doing?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, I was wondering if you ever thought about calling Gordon Ramsay to come help you out.
I did, actually, and had a long conversation with Gordon Ramsay,
really?
And he said there's just not a chance. No, I haven't talked to him. As I said, it's not a question of
it's
being
closing,
forced.
Yes.
It's closing.
Yes.
No, we need more risotto.
Risotto, yes.
Maybe if I put risotto on the menu. Incidentally, speaking of that, well, I didn't talk to Gordon Ramsay. Thanks for the call, okay, Mike?
Thank you.
All right, goodbye. Gordon Ramsay is okay, but I have fallen in love now with the show that Beth Ann told me about, which is the Top Chef. I like Top Chef infinitely more than Hell's Kitchen because
different
shows. It is, yeah. But what it is, and which I wish Hell's Kitchen was, is it's a little bit more. It's got real chefs on.
Oh yeah,
there.
The other people like Burger King.
This is
That's
from this is on Bravo.
This is on Bravo, and they do a lot of things where they'll stick them all together, and you'll be able to catch up on all the episodes, and you'll be able to see the process.
Is this the third season of the Gordon Ramsay program?
It might very well be.
This is the biggest bunch of retards I have ever seen.
And that
in
is
the
what's turning me off. It seems to me that on Hell's Kitchen in previous episodes. Previous seasons, at least, you had people that had a little talent, and they were actual chefs. Now you've got somebody that is like...
They really do look like a cast of characters from SCTV.
And this year, they have no clue. Literally, it's like, you can't even cut a steak! You can't cut a steak! What's wrong with you?
Although I liked when they burned the meat and they cut the side off.
But in years past, they've been a little bit better, right?
Oh, much better. I mean, they've had line
chefs.
They've
always been bad. That was the draw of the show.
The guy we had that was from D.C., was it Rock?
Rock Newman.
Newman.
Didn't he win? He won.
He did win.
Yeah, he won.
He's a winner.
It was Rock, though. Rock Cartwright?
Are you getting any IMs yet, Buzz?
Dozens of them.
Are you really?
Oh,
that's
going to
have to wait. Because
are they all sexual?
Only some of them.
All right, you're going to have to. Now look at me. Now look.
Buzz, yeah, focus.
Like, you're really going to have to. No, you're not.
No, that's why I haven't looked at any of the dozens we've gotten. There are too many.
All right, read two.
Hi, Buzz. Email machine. Somebody's written.
That's terrific.
What hey,
else?
Buzz.
Email
let's see.
Machine.
Some of these we're opening for the first time. Somebody writes, whatnot. Uh-huh. That's the sort of thing we've gotten so far.
Oh.
10 years ago, that would have been
future
impossible.
Future contestants
See,
aren't
those
of
good?
Hell's Kitchen.
I like the good old phone number.
I
really do. Okay, let's talk to Bill in Alexandria. Bill, you're on the Mike O'Meara Show. How are you, Bill?
Hey there, boy.
How are you?
I made a reservation. Can I get one tonight? Hey there, boy.
Ha, 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 ha. Yes, be cruel to me, Bill. I don't care. It's a sad day. Yes. If you want to mock my misery, you go right ahead.
All reservations.
America's good, right?
It's very, very good.
Right?
You know what, Bill? I had a very, very good time. Did you ever have the opportunity to drop in?
Hey, I did, Mike. It was a great place.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. And
all reservation requests must be submitted by IM.
That's yes, right.
What would you have done differently? If you could go back.
One thing and one thing only. It would have really, before getting into it, two things. Either have another person involved in it that was part of the ownership group that was a restaurant person. I mean, or uh-huh. I would have literally had to put, you know, when I'm not here, I would have had to be at that restaurant. And I would have done it all myself. But I did it really as kind of a silent guy. I put my name on the place,
right.
and I got excited about that.
Right.
And I, you know, we did make some moves that I'm proud of. I mean, we made some improvements. But it's just, it's an excruciatingly difficult business, especially on that level. You know, if you're not... You know, if you're not one of these chains that you know that can afford to set up this huge conglomerate, mm-hmm. you have a very tough time. And you know, the statistics bear that out. Everybody knows what the stats are. It's like 70% to 90% failure rate with restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said before, not a forced decision, but a decision of choice with myself and my business partner, where we just said, you know, enough. We'd love to. You know, it's been a good run, but there's just too much. There was a period of time really where I couldn't have a phone. I wouldn't get a phone call without there being some issue.
A crisis?
You know, some sort of crisis, whether it be an employee, whether it be a regulation, whether it be, you know, a management issue, mm-hmm. whether it be one thing, we ran out of this, we did this. You know, it's just, and I'm not talking about the little stuff. I would
it's
only
constant.
Hear it when it was the big stuff, and it was constant. And when it got to the point where, as soon as I got this show, moving forward with this show, you just say to yourself, you know, enough.
Yeah.
You can't do both. You couldn't. I really couldn't do both. And, you know, I always respected how much work Don puts into the show, and I knew what I was in for, and I really thought this decision might have to be made, and, you know, sure enough, it was true. It's a drag. Kurt from Northern California, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, Audio Icon. I wanted to say congratulations on the restaurant closing. Sounds like you got rid of a big problem like stress. And I also wanted to say that I've officially removed Don from my Don and Mike speed dial because I know now it's just the Mike Show. You're going to be here for a while, and congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, that's very
true.
Nice of you.
And, congratulations,
you know,
indeed.
One thing I will always make sure of when you're talking about Don Geronimo, I mean, that is somebody that set the table for every single bit of this, for everybody that's in this room.
Every one
and,
of us.
Don is, you know, you want to talk about an icon and a guy that, you know, taught me everything there is to know about going forward and doing this. And most importantly, I think he, you know, just watching him work stressed to me the kind of work this is going to require.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all of us have stepped up our game. And that's, you know, as far as the work ethic is concerned. And Rob is shaking his
Rob's
head.
Rob's napping.
No, it is too serious, Rob. We'll light it up. Bruce from Spokane. You're on the show. How are you, Bruce?
Great. Thank God. Compadres, how are you today?
We're doing great, Bruce. What can we do for you?
Well, you know, I was watching Coming to America. Maybe you can open, what is it, the McDougal's restaurant?
Yes, thank you. You know, we get the good calls from Spokane, don't
always.
We?
That is a pretty funny movie still.
That's a pretty funny city, in my opinion.
Spokane?
Spokane, Washington.
They focus on the Spokane word.
Yes, they do. Let's take a call from Jonathan. Jonathan in Sacramento, our favorite place in the world. How are you, Jonathan? You know, a babysitter.
Yeah,
they bring in there. It doesn't work.
Mike, how you doing, big boy?
I have a migraine headache, ass.
I apologize for that. You know, really
don't
sad.
Call me big boy, okay, you stain? I say one thing nice about Sacramento, and then Jonathan Hump decides to call me big boy.
I've already called Dr. Kevorkian and made an appointment.
For what?
I never got the chance to have a Mikey burger.
A little Mikey burger.
They were good.
Well, you never know when that's going to happen again. It could happen somewhere down the road. Never say never. You never do. You know, I loved it. It was fun. I really did enjoy the business.
Sounds like it.
No, but I did.
Yeah.
I stayed in it this long. I mean,
yeah.
I stayed in it through, you know.
Do you think
a lot
it
of
was
people
because your
quit.
Name was on it?
Why?
Because it would be like you giving up.
What?
Because it was your name. What?
You know,
Isn't it nice to have
Do you intend to say things that are hurtful?
No, negative. No, I didn't mean
Do you intend to say things that cut me to the quick?
No.
Because it's, what was that about? What did she say?
I know what she said.
She said, how do you feel about having your name on a failure?
Yes,
no,
that's
no.
exactly
no,
what
that's
she
not
said.
What I
Buzz
said.
Is absolutely right.
No.
Basically what she said is she stood on the pier and she yelled, have a good restaurant.
Have a good show.
No, I would have thrown it in a lot earlier if I you know, hadn't kind of dug what I was doing.
Okay.
McBride's Pub.
It was a great place to hang out. Mike from Burke, Virginia, you're on the show.
Mike, we ate in your place on several occasions.
Hey.
Always fine.
Thank you very much. Fine. That's it. Absolutely.
Fine.
Yes.
It was fine.
How'd you like the meal?
Fine.
Very good. I got a lot of that over there. How was everything?
Fine.
Okay. Good night. How come you're not smiling? We're
fine.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's what I got all the time. Let's go to Jamie in Virginia. Jamie, you're on the show. How are you?
Hey, Mike. I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing great.
Good, man. You did have a good run, man. I'm the GM of the restaurant right down the street from you, and you had a great run over there.
Thank you. People are being so generous.
We hear from a survivor.
Ah, yeah, what the hell. Good luck. Good luck to you. I read the economic reports, for God's sakes. No, I liked it, and I liked all the people in the town that came to see me.
I know.
Yeah. David, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
It's going great, David. What can we do for you on this very first day of May? Buzz, give your little poem again, please.
Hooray, hooray, it's the 1st of May. Outdoor humping starts today.
I like that.
It's a great poem.
I'll take note of that.
Yes, go ahead,
Thank
David.
You.
Hey, good thing on closing up your shop there. I know one of the happiest days in my life that I had was when I sold the restaurant that I had. So I know what you mean. They're just all-consuming. So
I'd be lying if I said there wasn't a little of that going on, you know, that we're kind of, you know, we're still in the process of getting that thing worked out. And, you know, hey, you want to own one? No, I can't do that.
It's
I'm not going to advertise that, you know?
No, why should you? You shouldn't have to, really.
Yeah, I think it would be good for Chad and Oscar to own a restaurant.
Sucker.
Big O and Dukes.
Yeah. Do you think that'd be nice?
The Big O omelet. Time. Is your name really Time?
Tim.
Joe put an E on the end of your name.
The E is silent, isn't it?
And you're from, where is, hold on, Tim, where's Livermore?
We're about 85 miles away from Sacramento, so I think we're safe.
85 miles from Sacramento. Okay, what can we do for you?
Well, I just want to ask you if it was a problem with your hostess stealing the American Express credit card numbers, or was it you telling your corny little jokes at the table? They don't want to hear you talk. They want to eat.
Hey, I didn't do any talking, Tim ass. People love to kick you when you're down, don't they?
Mike, I just wanted to call and be an ass.
You know, well, let me tell you what I did, Tim. If you ever came into my joint, which you didn't, you would know that I didn't like to be bothered by people. I would go down and do a little back slapping occasionally,
yeah.
But really, I would not bother people when they were eating. As a matter of fact, I was a very generous host.
Yes, you were.
You were.
I was the host with the most.
You were.
I was, bud.
And your jokes were never corny.
They were never corny. They were dirty.
They were
because
dirty.
Because it was a bar.
That's right.
Use the F word. Scott, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And no one did it better.
Scott, hello? Would you like to hear how I greeted people at the restaurant? Scott. Too late for you, Scott.
Well, okay,
hang up on you. Oh, there he is. Sorry about that.
Too late.
Jose from Sacramento, would you like to hear how I greeted people at the restaurant?
I sure would.
Okay. Welcome, Jose. F you. Every single night.
Maybe that's why.
What can we do for you, Jose?
Hey, Mike, I was wondering, you didn't mention that one of the things you'd go back and change would be to let Joe in on opening day.
Yeah. You think that's what
the Ardinger curse?
You know what? I'd like to get his feelings on that.
Did he cast the hoodoo on you?
I'd really like to know.
Shall we have him in?
No.
Well,
no.
We're talking about him, and I'd like to know if he's got the – you know, he's answering phones a mile a minute right now.
Right.
So I wonder if that was the reason that I was snake bit because he never made it.
What do you think he would do that could change it?
He might have a voodoo doll or something like that. You
I'm
know?
Sure.
Might have been his fault.
Maybe put some evil hot sauce in there?
Might have done something very bad to me.
Sent the beagle in after hours?
You know what? Delightful. Portland, Maine. Mark, you're going to change the subject. God bless you. Thank you very much. What can we do for you, Mark?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, did you hear that story that broke today about Roger Clemens making a pass at Brutus the Barber Beefcake's wife?
Now, see, I didn't hear that. What's the latest?
And a golfer's wife as well. Come to find out, apparently Roger Clemens has been getting around these past few years, and I'm going to have to look it up, but a famous golfer's wife, or ex-wife, he's been with also, apparently.
You're kind of a putz.
It was John Daly. John Daly, the big fat guy.
Yeah. Roger Clemens.
You're kind of a putz.
Yes.
You're kind of a putz.
Absolutely. Roger Clemens, I think it's clear to everybody now. I mean, he's been in there long enough. And, Mark, I assume, being from Portland, Maine, you're a Red Sox fan?
Oh, absolutely.
You know how we felt. As a Red Sox fan, you know how you felt when Roger Clemens kind of – we always thought, even though nobody liked Dan Duquette when he was general manager, everybody thought Roger Clemens screwed all the Red Sox fans, right?
Dan Duquette is a funny name.
Yeah, that was a rough time, yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I always knew he was a little shaky. Always knew he was a little bit of a scummy guy and, you know, let the chips fall where they – and I thought he was lying about the whole steroid thing as well.
Yeah, don't lie to Dan Duquette.
You like Dan Duquette?
It's a funny name.
The name is Dan Duquette. Oh, Jesus, look at the time.
Oh, we're having fun.
I didn't think I was going to make it through this break with my migraine headache.
Look at that.
You know what that's called?
A miracle?
No, it's called being a pro.
There you go. Right.
That's what it is, Beth Ann.
It's in the contract.
Yes, professional broadcaster.
Being a pro. On the program today, we're coming up with our very first buzz of the afternoon. We will also talk dreams a little bit, and we will talk about that special segment of our audience that Buzz and I can really relate to, but Rob and Beth Ann cannot.
That's right, because we're too stupid.
No. It's not stupid,
not about
Rob.
Stupid.
It might have a little bit to do with, you know, manliness, to be honest with you.
Could Joe relate?
Joe might be able to relate.
Oh, that's good news.
I'm not sure, though. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about yet?
Does it have to do with the fairer sex?
No, it does not. I like it when he doesn't know something and we do know something.
Yeah, I like that, too. It's fun.
Also, later on in the program, we'll talk about Roadkill. And what's his name? Leslie David Baker? Is that his?
Stanley.
Stanley.
On The Office.
It's not Stanley David Baker. His real name is Leslie David Baker. That's
everybody
correct.
Everybody knows him as Stanley.
Stanley from The Office will be on the show later on today.
You're right.
And what else are we doing today?
I'm going to answer 76 IMs during the commercial break.
Oh, good. We'll be back with lots more fun on The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.